From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts. South African officials say at least 100,000 people have visited the Union buildings in the capital, Pretoria, where former President Nelson Mandela's body was lying in state for 3 days. Mr. Mandela's coffin was taken from the building shortly after the doors closed on the third day. He'll be buried at his ancestral home in the Eastern Cape on Sunday. His funeral will mark the end of an official 10-day period of mourning since the 95-year-old's death on December the 5th. The execution of the uncle of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has alarmed regional observers, who say there's an increased risk of instability in the nuclear-armed rogue state. After the purge and execution of Chung Sung-taek, who used to be a powerful force within the regime, there are fears now Pyongyang is sending a more sinister message to the rest of the world. UN investigators say they believe chemical weapons have been used at 5 locations in Syria. The findings of a 3-month mission suggest nerve agents were used against soldiers and civilians. Nick Harper reports from the United Nations in New York.
The final report for the United Nations inspection team is full of details, but not many definitive answers. Investigators visited 7 sites and believe chemical weapons were used at 5 of them. The report, however, says at 4 of the sites there was probable use or credible information that could not be independently verified. As expected, the report notes the significant time delay hampered their tests. Too much time had elapsed since the alleged uses for samples to prove conclusive. The only site where they could find what they called clear and convincing evidence was in Ghouta, the site of the August attack, which prompted calls for a thorough investigation after more than 1,200 people died. The report also does not say who carried out the attacks, as the mission was not tasked with apportioning blame. Nick Harper, New York.
The White House says it remains committed to bringing Robert Levinson home safely after he disappeared in Iran on Kish Island. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
The White House refuses to comment on the relationship between Robert Levinson and the U.S. government. The Associated Press has revealed Mr. Levinson disappeared on Iran's Kish Island, a free trade zone, while investigating corruption on behalf of the CIA. In a statement, the family says it is time for the U.S. government to step up and take care of one of its own. And the White House says they regret the decision by the AP to run the story 3 years after the news agency learned of his ties to the CIA, saying publishing the story does nothing to bring him home, a goal the Obama administration remains committed to. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. 18 gas pipeline workers, most of whom were Iranians, have been shot dead northeast of Baghdad. That's according to reports. The attack apparently happened near the city of Bakuba. Reports say several more people were wounded. Protesters in central Kiev have rebuilt barricades torn down by police who attempted and failed to clear protest camps. In the past 2 weeks, Ukraine has seen huge demonstrations after the president suddenly refused to sign a much-anticipated trade and reform deal with the European Union, infuriating many Ukrainians. Tom Barton reports.
As EU protesters reinforce their positions, Ukraine's deputy prime minister has echoed his president, saying Kiev will, after all, sign an association agreement with Brussels. The EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, had flown to help peaceful negotiations and said President Viktor Yanukovych assured her he intended to sign. But demonstrators are expressing doubts about the sincerity of the government's words after Yanukovych earlier enraged them by backing away from the EU deal and turning towards Moscow. This after months of pressure from Russia, which banned various Ukrainian exports and stopped others at customs. Surveys show far more Ukrainians want a trade deal with the EU than with a rival Moscow-dominated customs union.
European Union countries should be ashamed of the amount of refugees from Syria they're offering to resettle, according to Amnesty. From London, Ollie Barrett reports.
Amnesty says 10 member states have only offered 12,000 places to Syrian refugees between them. It says the UK and Italy have not offered a single spot, with Germany making 80% of the pledges. Amnesty says the EU has miserably failed to offer safe havens to Syrians fleeing the war in their country and criticises money spent on so-called pushback operations to stop Syrians travelling on from Turkey. The UK says its assistance is focused on the region and that it is one of the biggest international donors.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Nina Maria Potts reporting.